Okay, we are up to Gimel, Simin, Tav Chaf Gimel, Sif Gimel. It's on page Resh Pei He. Same page as yesterday. Sif Gimel. Omer Kaddish V'Ashrei U'Voltzion V'Ein Omerim Yanuch Hashem Yom Tzar. On Rosh Chodesh, after we finish Chiyas HaTorah, we recite Ashrei, and we recite the Volotzion, and we do not say Lam Natzeh. Lam Natzeh is called here Yan Hashem Yashem Yen Tzu B'Yom Tzara. U'machazir Sefer Torah L'mukam, we return Sefer Torah to its place. Now, notice you're putting the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh after you've already said Ashrei, Volotzion. Is that what we do? Nusach Svar. The real Svardim, and Nusach Svar has taken this from them as well. Nusach Svar is not from the Svardim. It's just a little few things here and there. But this custom of putting the Sefer Torah back after Asher Valentin isn't taken from the real Svardim, as the Mechaber, Yosef Kara, was a Sephardi. He was the real deal. And then we stand up with Tzilas Musaf. The Shlech Tzibur repeats the Shmona Esrei. The Omer Keser. And he says the short Keser. You have to know this. There's a short Keser and there's the long Keser. On Shabbos, he said the long Keser. The only time he said the short Keser is Rosh Chodesh. What about Chol Hamoed? I think different minhagim. Shana Rab is a long caster, and then the Cholamoy you say the short caster. Short caster. That's interesting to know, the short caster. Ashkenazim like me don't even know what this is. They don't even know there's a caster altogether. And then you tell them there's a caster, a long caster, a short caster. What are you talking about? This, that. It's a whole different world. Someone who never walked into a shtibel, it's a whole different sort of culture shock. The other caster, Shmagia Le. I know someone that's an Ashkenazi. You know, he grew up. It's a woman. She grew up in a Hasidish home, and she married a Litvak. She married out. She married a Litvak, and she said everything about her husband's lifestyle. She has no problem. She has embraced. She loves all of the Litvish and Hagim, even though she comes from a more Hasidish background. The only thing that she misses is Kesa. That's the only. She goes to Shul on Shabbos Musaf. She says it's not Musaf if you don't say Kesa. This is a woman. It's not what. How can it be you don't say Kesa? What kind of religion is this? The Omer Keser Shemagia Lemuloy Cholaritz Kavod Omer Lumosam Shabachim Kamoy Berukdusha Shachris. In other words, he's telling you to do the short Keser. You get to that part. You get to Muloy Cholaritz Kavodoy Omer Lumosam Shabachim Kamoy Berukdusha Shachris. That's known as a short Keser. You don't say the long version that you would normally say if had it been Shabbos Musaf. Yachar Shesim Chazor Satzila. After you finish, then you say Omer Kaddish. What Kaddish? Kaddish Tiskabel, the long Kaddish. The Omer Mizmor Baruchi Nafshi Hashem, and then you say, which Mizmor do you say? So the Sfardim say, you know, it doesn't say here to say the Kedusha of Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. The only Mizmor you say is Baruchi Nafshi Hashem, because in this Mizmor, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, mentions Rosh Chodesh. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Dalet. Sif Ka'atan Dalet. Hayom, well, let's see, the Mishnah Berurah will tell us the exact Nusach. Let's see. Dalit Omer Kaddish. After you finish laning, you say Kaddish. What Kaddish? Hainu Achatzi Kaddish. Shoimim Al Habama Al HaSefer Torah. Like a regular Monday, Thursday. V'yachakach, then you say Asher V'Letzion. V'chatzi Kaddish V'shvil Apsukim Shalom. Then you say Kaddish Nochem. Before you start the Shemun Esrei, you say Chatzi Kaddish again. Why do you say Chatzi Kaddish again? You just said Chatzi Kaddish after Kriya Satoira because you said Ashrei Uvolitzion. That requires another Kaddish. B'shvil ha'psukim shal Ashrei Uvolitzion. U'machzir Sefer Torah uvim koi menu according to Minuk Ashkenaz na'minuk shemachzirun ha'sefer Torah lehechol miyod achar Kriya k'mo shekos v'ramo b'soif simin chafei. Vav, then he died until us Musaf. Yeish. I lost the place. The Yesh Ezeh Shinoi Nuschois. Now in the Tefillah of Musaf, over the Sira, there are many Shinoi Nuschois. Yesh Garsim Zikaron L'chulam Hayu. Some say Zikaron Hayu in the past tense. That the Korbanos that we've offered, we reflect on what was in the past. The Yesh Garsim Zikaron L'chulam Yihiyu. That the Korbanos that we will offer in the future, yeah?
this was one of the biggest changes the conservative movement did in their siddur. They used karbanis, they used the term shekarvu.
No, the past tense.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's
okay. Interesting.
That major change.
Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it's legitimate. That's what he's saying, that some people did this. V'yesh karsim zikron l'chulam yihiyu. That's the future. When he said the hayu, v'yesh shayimim zikron l'chulanu yihiyeh. So it's the future tense. The future tense. And l'chulanu means all of us. Instead of all of them, all of them, all of us means that we will live to the coming of this, the most beautiful, because this means that we will live to the coming of Mashiach. And for now, if you say the Gar is L'chulam, Yihiyu means we're not going to be around. We're not going to merit to see Mashiach. Yihiyu, whoever will be, whoever L'chulam, all of those people who are living at that point in time, they will merit the Karbanos, Yihiyu, it will be for them. Will we be part of that group? Not necessarily. So therefore we say L'chulam, to them, whoever they will be. The third gear is L'chulanu, all of us. We're going to be there. There's nothing to talk about. Mashiach's coming tomorrow. Hayom, not tomorrow, today. And we will be present, so therefore it's good to say Yihiyu, it will be L'chulanu for all of us. So we have over here the end is we have three different gersos, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes v'ein l'shanois shum minog. Whatever the minog is, do what you're doing, don't change. Next, talk lema umin chasav nitzchihem. You have to say min chasav nitzchihem lafuki mamadam shein lema v'nitzchihem. You have to say the word v'nitzchihem when you say the mincha. The wine that is poured accompanies the mincha offering. Every carbon has two other parts. There's a mincha and there is yain. Yeish shakasu shetoch lema es musaf. Yeish shakasu shetoch lema v'es musaf. Yeish v'chin yeish arim ulechaparas pasha, for atonement of sin. Now, some say that should be said every single Rosh Chodesh, even when it's not a leap year. All the time. But v'yeh she'enam oimim rak b'shnas ho'ibor in a leap year. Now, in a leap year, does that mean you say it all 12 months? Or you only say it until through Adar Sheni, or Adar Rishon, until a point? V'afil b'shnas ho'ibor, so according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, it appears that during the entire leap year, you say the entire year. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'afilu b'shnas ibor yeish she'enam oimrim oisai el ad kolis achodesh ibor until the end of the chodesh ibor, which means the hainu ad achar chodesh ador, after you finish ador rishain.
So when
you yes,
starting Tishrei
until the end of ador rishain. What is the extra month you add in? Is it the first one? That's another discussion. Is the first the second?
Tishrei is
Afishan.
You can't say that.
Right, you're correct. So that's b'cheshbon ad achar chodesh." Adar, uvichol eile nahara uposhte. The river extends in many directions. You do. There are many customs, and you do whatever your custom is. Cholechad yase kiminik amokom. The common minig among us, I believe, is that you stay until the end of I don't know. Adasheni. You think of the end of Adar Sheni, but you don't say Nisan. Im Hispal, then we have a Dirshu. I think Dirshu says exactly what the meaning is. Im Hispal, Tfilas, Shemona Eshrei. The Mokka Musa, Lo Yotza, Fil Bezisker, Yalav. Let's say a person makes a mistake, you're not paying attention, you daven for Musa, you daven the regular Shemona Eshrei, Lo Yotza. You didn't say, you said the wrong Shemona Eshrei, you didn't mention the Kabbarnas. But, Tzachla, Vlachsa, Vlispal. The Atam, the Tzachla, Hasker, Kabbarnas, and Musafim. Miu, but if you do make any some mention, any remnants of a carbon in the Shemona Eshrei, it's a very strange thing. Person is davening the wrong Shemona Eshrei, and on his own, he starts saying strange things. Imam Abiyachas and Abrachas Yirotzon Shanasil of Anachachai Vasenu Bitsmide Yoim Uva Carbon Musaf. All you say is maybe your Ratzon that we do your will in the carbon, our obligation with regard to the carbon Musaf. You don't say what the carbon Musaf is, and you don't say that it's Rosh Chodesh, and you don't say the whole long Nusach of Rosh Chodesh Liam Chonasata. You said a regular Shemona Esrei with the 18, 19 brachas, but you just somewhere sneak in this expression, may we one day do your obligation on Musaf? Yatza Uchtel El Besim Reish Laches Sif Dalet V'Oimer Keser Hain Lufi Minig Bnei Sephorat. We don't do this, the Mishnah says. We just say Nikadesh, Kamoy Bitlos Shachmas. Omer Kaddish, after you finish Musaf, you say Kaddish. What Kaddish? Kaddish Tiskabel. Omer Kaddish, Hainu Kaddish, Shalimim Tiskabel, Vishulat Vila. Vyomer Mizbroch in Avshi, Mishum, Deniskabamikro, Dioreach, Asal le Moadim. The moon was meant for the Moadim. Since it has this pasuk in Baruch Nafshi, the Mizmar always reflects the essence of the day. And since in this Mizmar, this very long Mizmar, it mentions the moon, and the moon was meant for the Moadim. The Moadim refers to Rosh Chodesh. That's what it's proper to say. Because the Magen Avraham, the Biktsas Mekoymos, Ein, I will tell some places they don't say Baruch Nafshi, depending on your custom. Let's see here some of the Dirshu, starting with number 6. Number six. What happens if you forget the Asher Volitzin? You're very big rush. There's such a rush. Right as the people say for Torah, they right away say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. They don't give the person a chance to say Asher. So what it costs? Shalosh Shuvos Agus Moshe. Shem Yerachel Chazaros Hashat. Shal Musaf Yeshlom Asher Volitzin. So then you should say Asher Volitzin when you finish Shmon Esrei. Don't lose out. It's important to say Kiddusha. The Sidros will say it when you finish the Musaf. Next. And then you say Kaddish Deskabel Lach Mikad Yemei Kashat Kaddish Deskabel Altfilah. Next, number 7. Number 7 is going on that when do you say? Let's read the deeper mass. L'shach Lemar Musaf V'yesh Amim Shirak B'shnasu Ibur. In the Har Nar Poshte V'shach Lachsal L'spalol B'smidu Yemei Kam Musaf V'im Tov Yemar Es Musfei Roish Achodesh Azek Kosek Avchaim Shiyot Yichova. Let's say you say B'loshen Rabin. It's only one Musaf. Not two musafim. So maybe you've said something that's not proper. It's no good. No, it's okay. But the yavid, it is okay. Number 8. Why do we add? So everyone knows the answer, because there are 12 expressions. Each expression corresponds to 1 month, and in a year that's a leap year, you have to add one more to correspond to the extra month. And he adds, according to this logic, since it is a leap year, so the whole year, it makes logical sense that you should say Ulechaparas Pasha in Nisan, in Iyar, in Sivan, in Tammuz, Av, Elul, because it's all part of the year. The 12 expressions correspond to the year. You don't just say, oh, now it's Tishrei, or it's Cheshul, say L'chaim L'shalom, and that's enough. You have to say all of the expressions. But the Siyem, Shebishonim, L'Niroah, Nusach Zeh, then he says that Shabarishanim Loiron said the Rishonim never saw this. They, in other words, they never said it. This is a new thing. This is a new modern minhag to say L'chaparas Pasha. It was not done in earlier times. Number 9. V'hachazoinish nohag lo'oimer b'shonim uberes ad roish chodesh nisan v'loy ad b'chlal. Okay, that clarifies. Today's minhag was even adar sheni. So that would seem to indicate this is a discussion in and of itself when you have two adars. Which is the extra adar? Is the extra adar the first Adar, or is the extra Adar the second Adar? There are different halachas, a bar mitzvah boy, a yard site. There are many different issues of which is the extra Adar. So here, when it appears that it's the second Adar that is the extra, for this halacha, each halacha, each inyan in Shulchan Aruch had its own set of halachas. Purim, we make it the second Adar, not the first Adar. That's because we want to be simach l'ge'ula. But in any event, when it comes to the issue here, we say Ulechaparas Pasha until Nisan. We say the second Adar as well. Baruch HaShulchan v'Aben Yishchai Kaslam v'Chol Shnas Ibar. See, they say the Baruch HaShulchan. Baruch HaShulchan is a major league posek. I mean, everyone follows the Baruch HaShulchan. He says you should. Ben Yishchai also, Ben Yishchai more for the Sfardim. More for the Sfardim. And what do they say? You should say it b'chol shnas ha'ibar. U'minog noisev kosar m'karachayim b'hoisev ha'oimetz sh'yesh lo merak b'choydesh. Another minog. Only say it during that month. That month. Now which month? The first Adar or the second Adar? Only say it during one of those two Adars. But don't say it during Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves. Don't say it during those months. All right. 10, number 10. V'im niskar kodem shesimas tilasai. What?
Nobody holds the whole year cycle.
It does.
No,
what do you mean? Every year. What do you mean?
Keshvan. You're saying starting from Keshvan.
Well, Tishrei is impossible, because Tishrei, as you said, is Rosh Hashanah.
No, but starting the 12 months.
Right. No, the year begins with Tishrei, so you say it Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves.
I know, but when we say the year normally has 12 months.
Right.
13 months.
Right.
And nobody holds that you stay in the whole year cycle.
The minig is to start saying it in Cheshvan, and you keep on saying it. You say Lachaparas Pasha all of the months, but the last time you say it is Ador Sheni. No, but there are. He brings down other opinions, which we don't. It's not our custom. Other opinions that say that you should say Ulachaparas Pasha even after Ador, in Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, and El. You should sit all the way until. He brings that down. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says one should do. But we, for whatever reason, do not do that. Number 10. The Yiniska Kodim Shishima Satfilos HaKodim Lina HaToy B'Tfilos Shabbos Shiyasu Tikanta Shabbos the Imkain Hu Adim Rosh Chodeshim Loi Sim Estfilos Yachsu L'Tfilos HaBrocha HaEm Tzois if you're davening Musaf. And then you realize, what in the world am I doing? All of a sudden you discover it's in the middle of Musaf and Rosh Chodesh Hashiva Shafirah Kavarishana. You catch yourself. Right? Shema Kulei Mashem. What am I doing? I'm spaced out. Totally lost. Why am I saying Shema Kuleinu when it's Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? So you made a big, so what do you do now? So just start Roshei Chodoshim Li'amcha Nosota Zman Kapara. Just go to the third, just make believe you said the first three brachos, which we assume you did, and just start from the Roshei Chodoshim. Let's say you remember when you're in the middle of bracha, you're in the middle of Ata, Chonein Li Adam Das Lav L'Noshmina Chonein Mi'itcha. So you say, you're ready to make itcha. You're in the middle of the bracha. What should you do when you're in the middle of the bracha? Dim niskar k'shem b'yem sabrocha kosav shulchan aruch le'el sheyesh oimim she'atoye b'tfilas mus shol shabbos v'spal k'bor k'shel chol. We have to turn out to the back of the book on page 46. It's in the middle of the page. There are three sections. It's the middle section. Yafsek afilu b'yem sa habrocha. So Mishnah Berurah kosav shuk. Kosav shekach pasku achrayim ve'eli rabbi sham kosav b'shem hakolboy shu adim b'rosh chodesh yafsek be'em sahabracha ela shemesh nevur sham hey v'yesti v'harli rabbi rakling in yomtiv shadina kiddin shabbos v'lehisker ma hadim b'rosh chodesh. Okay, so it appears he's not really clear, but basically it appears that you should stop right smack in the center. You should stop in the middle of the bracha. And you should right away go to Rosh Chodoshim Liam Chonosot. Number 11. Let's say you made a mistake. The Chasimas Habracha Hoem Tzois. Uvemokavlo Mekalis Shol Rosh Chodoshim Oma Mekalis Shol Hazmanim. This is itself something which we discussed in the past. Very interesting. The Chasima of the bracha for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for the Shalosh Regalim, and for Rosh Chodesh. How do we conclude the middle bracha on Rosh Hashanah, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom Hazikaroin? How we mesam the bracha on Yom Kippur, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom Hakipurim? How we mesam on Shabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hashabbos? How we mesayim the bracha? Mekadesh Hashabbos. How we mesayim it on the shol on Rosh Chodesh? Mekadesh Yisrael, v'roshei Chodashim. Now, what would you expect? You were writing Shulchan Aruch, or you were writing the Siddur, and I would tell you now, okay, I want you to write a machzor for Pesach. What would you write? I already told you, for Rosh Hashanah, this is the given. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yoyim hazikoroin. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yoyim hakipurim. Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mekadesh Yisrael v'roshei Chodoshim. Okay, now, I'm giving you a job. Write a Siddur for Pesach. Mekadesh Pesach! Pesach! Only a Pesach machzer. Not a Shol Shugol machzer. Mekadesh Yisrael V'chag HaPesach, or I don't know, or V'chag HaMatzos, and V'shavuos Mekadesh Yisrael V'chag HaShavuos, Mekadesh Yisrael V'chag HaSukos. No, but that's not what it says in this. It says Mekadesh Yisrael V'hazmanim. So you should know, we discussed this, that some are of the opinion it's a mistake, that the printers were cheap, and they didn't have enough letters for the plates, so they just put in Zmanim, and it was self-understood that the reader, that the supplicant, would know to substitute the word Zmanim with the appropriate festival.
It wasn't a matzah for pay.
Exactly.
It was a matzah.
Exactly. So it was expected that the supplicant would know what to do, but not everyone was so clever, and somehow it became the minhag to say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazva. Like, you read the instructions. Someone was once preparing the haftarah. He was preparing the haftarah from the tape. He was preparing. So and the haftarah begins. The haftarah for Parshas Chaye Sarah. Baruch, and then the guy begins to, the person, Baruch Atah Hashem, and every day he listened to the tape, and the tape came, the Haftorah for Parshas Chayei Sar, Baruch Atah, then it goes on, Va'melech, Melech, David, Zokein, Boho, Bayavim, and then it goes to the end, Baruch Atah Hashem. So the family warned him, when you go up and you get your maftir, don't say the first sentence of the tape. Don't get up by the bima and say the haftorah for Parshas Chayesar. Make sure you start with Baruch. Since you're just memorizing the tape, don't make a fool out of yourself. Be careful not to begin the haftorah when you come to the bima with the words. Don't announce to the tzibur the haftorah for Parshas Chayesara. So that's exactly what happened in the siddur. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. The word hazmanim was the instruction for the supplicant. So somehow the people did not understand that it was an instruction, but they actually incorporated this into Nusach HaTfilah. That is a very controversial approach to understand why we say v'hazmanim. Many other commentators strongly disagree, and they explain that this was the nusach that was established on the shalosh of the Sefer HaZman. But it's very strange. Why is it extremely difficult, this approach? Why is the shalosh regalim worse than Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Chodesh, the nusach is Mekadesh Yisrael, the Rosh Chodeshim. Everyone agrees that Rosh Chodesh has a lesser status than the shalosh regalim. And now, what's the nafgamina? Here is the major nafgamina. Which it says here in this dershu, when you make a mistake on Rosh Chodesh and you conclude Mekadesh Yisroel v'hazmanim, have a nice day, Michal. Do you say Mekadesh Yisroel v'hazmanim? Do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? Is that called a significant shinui in the nusach of Rosh Chodesh to require you to repeat the Shemona Esrei? So look what it says here. There is a difference of opinion. It's incredible. It possibly borders on this idea if what we say today on the Shulchan is a mistake or this is the way it was meant to be. Number 11, you should have said, that's what you should do. You made a mistake. You said, like you do on the Shulchan Regalim. We have a Chiluk Ideos. Different opinions. So kasa b'shut v'shalsa tshuvas minchasa lozar shelo yatsa. Incredible. Lo yatsa Rosh Chodesh is worse than the shalosh regalim. Incredible. Shelo yatsa idei chayva v'chein hara agoin rav shlom zalman arbach lo yatsa b'miidach agoin. I don't know the rav Nefshach, I don't know those names of Menachem Mendel, I don't know. Man, Shach, Kosav, She'eno Yitzach Lachso, Mishum Shagam, Rosh Chodesh Nesho, Bechlal Kozmanim, B'moyade Hashana. Say, so, yeah.
We say Zmanim fits, we say Zmanim Chayim Seinu.
Yeah.
In other words, we use the term
Zman.
All the Shlosh Regalim.
But look what's going on here according to the first set of opinions. By Rosh Chodesh, we're more specific in the Chasima than we are on the Shlosh Regalim. How could that possibly be?
It's man.
Yeah.
To identify Shlosh Regalim.
So shouldn't Rosh Chodesh also be used? So shouldn't Rosh Chodesh also be called as man? It's also a time of a festival.
Okay. Don't use
mine, by all right. Okay. Okay. Perhaps that's an approach. You have to work with that to explain. And, okay. Now, one more, number 12. Now we come to something we discussed this yesterday very quickly by Baruch Nafshi, and this touches upon many issues of the Yom. Number 12. Okay, so what did it say in the Mishnah Berurah? I'm on page 46, on the very back of the book. Go to the very back of the book. Back of the book, in the middle, you got it, number 46, he'll find a few. Menachem Man. The first one is Menachem. And what's the Aleph? Hagoin Rebbe Elazar, what's the Aleph? Aleph, Mem, Mem, Shach. You have three names? Elazar, Menachem, Man, Shach. Ulin Amiras Ziyaretzad, it was only a few days ago. Ziyaretzad is the same day as Kalbach. Yeah, Kalbach. Shlomo Kalbach and Shach have the same Yaretzad. Ulin Amiras Shir. What? Okay, I know someone he made like a little yard side suda for Rav Shach, Rav Rashi. There was a person there, and he's told this Rashi that, you know, today's also Rav Kalbach, so can I sing a Kalbach song? So he did. He sang a Kalbach song at a suda that wasn't a suda, it was just like a lunch. Instead of the lunch being 5 minutes, it was 7 minutes. An extended lunch with a dessert. So he extended the lunch that was extended in honor of Shach with a Kalbach Nigan. So here is the issue. It's Rosh Chodesh. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's incredible. This is not what anyone does. We don't follow the Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah says, I assume most of the Batei Knesset here in Flatbush on Rosh Chodesh, you say first Hayoyim Yoyim Shlishi B'Shabbos, whatever the day is, and then you say Baruch Inafshi Es Hashem. And the only thing that you're going to fight about, is you say Kaddish after the Yom and after Baruch Inafshi, or you're going to say only one Kaddish. That's what you're going to fight about. But you're not going to fight about saying both. I assume most shuls you are going to say both.
Yeah.
But that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you only say, if you read the word similarly, then on the Rosh Chodesh you say Baruch Inafshi, which seems to indicate that you don't say the regular Yom. The Yom that you say is Baruch Inafshi, and you omit the Shir Shel Yoim of the day. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, what do they do in the Beis HaMikdash? L'chayr, in the Beis HaMikdash, we say the Yom to correspond to the song that they sang in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they only sang one song. L'chayra.
Only
Baruch Inafshi.
And no
Shir Shel Yom. That's the assumption. So why do we say both? So that's what he presents here. In this number, L'in Amiris Shir Shel Yom B'noisef L'Amiris Baruch Inafshi. Kassam L'chamon She Baruch Inafshi Oymem Acharat Filas Mosa V'yesh Noigim Loimer Gam Som V'yesh Shnoigim Loimer Gam Shir Shel Yom Acharat Filas Shachris Chumash Kassam V'kolvat V'kolvat. Now he says you have to Shir Shel Shachris. Now that's Svart. Svart always says the Yom after Shachris, so I'm not exactly sure.
But it is funny how he said,
in Svart, where do you say the Baruch Inafshi?
At the end of the Yom.
Both of them say
after Shachris.
No, in Svart they say at the end of Shachris, they say the Yom.
Yeah, right.
And in Svart, and
Baruch Inafshi is saying after Shachris.
Some say after, and some say at the end.
That's funny how he says, say Keser, and then he goes back and says,
well, that's the Mishnah. The Mechab, right. Chmoish Shekosav HaKolboi, Sheyesh Lama Gam Shir Shel Yom Gam. The Kolboi says to do both. So what most of our Batei Knesset do is we say both, like the Kolboi. The Kolboi says say both. The Gam Baruch Inafshi. Hankosav Hashir Knesset Gedoyla V'Amogin Avram B'Shem Knesset Gedoyla. Period. And most say Midich Das Hagro. Now this is very interesting. The Gazer She'ein Loimar B'Yoyim Echad Shnei Mizmoirim. Over Rosh Chodesh Yesh Lama Rak Baruch Inafshi. Now I daven Chaim Bolin. They don't. People say they do Gruah. They don't necessarily do Gruah. And this is the biggest one of the proofs. Because in Chaim Bolin they only say the regular Yom, and they do not say Baruch Inafshi. And the Gruah says two things. The Gruah says, number one, you only say one Mizmar, one Shir. You don't say more than one. But the girl also says the appropriate thing to say is Baruch Inafshi. Yeah. I don't know why, but there, from time immemorial, as long as I've been there, they only say the regular Shir Shel Yoim, and they do not say Baruch Nefesh. And this is not to be confused with L'dover Hashem Oiri. L'dover Hashem Oiri is not a Shir Shal Yom. That's a mizmah from Tehillim. But then everyone says, even you say the Yom, and you say also L'dover Hashem Oiri. That's two separate things. Baruch Nefesh is the Shir Shal Yom. L'dover Hashem Oiri is not the Shir Shal Yom. This is a minhag to remind us that we're in Elul, so on and so forth. We have to tshuva, we have to prepare for the Yom Neran.
Now, why only on Rosh Chodesh did they say Baruch Nafshi, but for the Yom Tovim itself, they didn't say
anything? They said other things. For the other Yom Tovim, so they have to look in different Siddur Machzorim. We don't do this today. It's not a minhag. It's that in Echnami, there are very specific mizmorim that are assigned each day. Just like there's a special Haftorah for each Yom Tov. There's a special mizmor for every day of the year, in fact. Purim, you say a certain mizmor, and for Hanukkah, we don't do this. We pretty much have, we go light. But some of the machzorim, they tell us certain mizmor to say on every and set days of the year. Over Shchodesh Yeshua Barak Baruchi Nafshi VeAfilu Kishachal B'Shabbos Chimashma B'Drisha. Well, that's Agra. Now Shem Barak Baruchi Nafshi. Okay, that's the Gra. That's the real Gra. The real Minhag Gra. Lo huskar b'mishnah bura im yesh lemar tchila hayoyim. Now, well, let's say you follow the Gra. Let's say you do follow that. Maybe I'm stam there to show they do this. I imagine it's show there. What? Yerushalayim. Stam they do everything with Gra. So the question is, how do you start? Someone asked this before. Do you start hayoyim yoyim rishoyin shayoyimim b'migdash hayoyimim rishoyim b'shabas shayoyimim. Do you say that? Do you say Baruch Nafshi? Because that's not what they said in the Beis Hamikdash. Hayoyim Rishon Shabo Hayoyim B'Meis Hamikdash. That's not what they said in the Beis Hamikdash on a Yoyim. If you're going to say Baruch Nafshi on Yom Rishon, you say L'Dovid Hashem. On Yom Sheni, you say this Mizmar every day. So if you're going to begin with the words Hayoyim Yoyim Rishon Shehoyu Oimrim B'Mikdash, it's incorrect. So if you're going to say the regular Yoyim, so then you say the regular Yoyim, then it's correct, then the Nusaf you're saying is correct. But if you're going to only say Baruch Nafshi, should you also begin with this expression of Hayoyim Yoyim Rishon Shabo Hoyu Oimrim Bamikdash, the following? That's not correct. That's not what they would say. But on the other hand, one of the reasons why we say Hayoyim Yoyim Rishon B'Shabbos is because of a mitzvah of Zecher, of Yimuchuyev, to remember Shabbos every single day of the week. And the way that we are Makayim remembering Shabbos every single day of the week is when we say Hayoyim Yoyim Rishon B'Shabbos Shabo Hayoyim Hayoyim Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shabo Hayoyim. So if we're going to omit that sentence because the Yom that we are going to say is not what they would say in the Beis Hamikdash Yom Rishon Yom Sheni, because today is Rosh Chodesh and we're going to say only Baruch Nafshi, so you're losing out on the mitzvah of Zohar as Yom HaShabbos, of remembering every single day of Shabbos even during the week. So that's a grosh anal Shayim Brak Baruch Nafshi V'lo Yitzchim V'Shavura Im Yesh Lom Tchilu Hayim Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Shabbos Hayu Halavim Ma'imrim V'das Agoyin Rav Tzvi B'Yitzchak Frank Sheyesh Lom Akein Kedei Lekayim B'Zeh Es mitzvah zochor es yoyim hashabos lekatsho kmo shechotz v'ramban she hamoine es hayoyim b'shavua if you say hayoyim yoyim rishon b'shabos shabo hoyu oimrim halavim b'mikdash you mekayim the mitzvah mekayim mitzvah zo v'choyz v'agoyim v'sweep is of rank sheyesh l'dalig es hamilim. So the way you are mekayim both, if you follow the minig of the Gra to only say baruchi nafshi, is don't say the word shabo hoyu oimrim. So on Rosh Chodesh, on Tuesday, you say Hayoyim Yoyim Shlishi B'Shabbos Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, and you don't say the word Shabo Hoyu Oimrim because it's not true. On a typical Yom Shlishi in the Beis Hamikdash, they would not say Baruch Nafshi. They would say the correct mizmah for that day. So what you should do, the best thing to do if you follow this minute, is to say the words Hayom Yom Shlishi Shabbos, and right away just say Shabo Shabo Shabo. Don't say the word Shabo Hoyim, and right away jump to Baruch Nafshi. Shlo Yeh Mashma Shezeh Hashir Shabu Af B'Yom Achol. Okay, one last thing, the halacha will stop. This of wearing tefillin. Now, this is very interesting. Inyan of wearing tefillin, dalit, very short halacha, just mostly one line.
The wrong place. In other words, it says dalit. He says take off the tefillin, but he davened musaf before.
So let's see. Let's read what it says.
Wrong order.
other words,
I see what you're saying. Okay. Nechanami. Okay. Let's see what it says. Dali noyhagim lachaloitz tefillin kisheroitzim lehispalel musaf. The meaning is to remove tefillin when you want to daven musaf. Let's see. Dali mishnah brura noyhagim. Going back to resh pehei to page resh pehei. When our mishnah brura hatam. Why do we take off tefillin? We don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, tefillin is an ois. Shabbos is an ois. So you don't need to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because they serve. Shabbos is because it's not the full Yom Tov. The full Tekef of Yom Tov is when you daven Musaf. It's somewhere in the middle. Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos bimkoim tefillin. Shabbos in the place of tefillin. The Hasidim say Strimal bimkoim tefillin. But the chavoy the ain manichim tefillin biyom tov mishum sheyom tov beatzmei ois k'moichein yesh l'negel shchaydesh al kol ponim b'shas musaf shemaskirim musvei hayom. Now the ois of zechira, that zechira gam kein hu kein ois because of primogadim sheyesh lachos tefillin. When do you take off the tefillin? Be'uvah litzion koydem yiratzah in shenishma chukeach. Before you say the words yiratzah. Now we don't do that. V'yesh nehagim rak lach lachloy tzaritzuos mei hoetzba koydim yihiratzoin, and then you take off the tefillin before. Like what we do is before you say you before during after kaddish before you daven the shmoneh esrei miu kol zebrosh chaydesh avol b'cholamoyed shuyom tov gomor yesh lechol tzom koydim hahalel. Okay, this is very important. Those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed should take off the tefillin before, during Chazaras Hashatz, before you say Halal. Now, why is the Yihirat sign? What?
The Halal is for you?
The Halal is, right, it's Yom Tov. It's more because it's a real Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed is a real Yom Tov, so therefore, even on Pesach, it's very interesting, even on Pesach, when you only say Chatzi Halal, you also take off your tefillin before you say Chatzi Halal. But Rosh Chodesh, it's not a real Yom Tov, it's just a minhag to say Chatzi Halal. You wear the tefillin during Chatzi Halal, you take it off before you daven Musaf. And what's the Yihiratzon? Because Yihiratzon, according to the Gemara, we don't do this, but they used to make a bracha. But when you take off your tefillin, you make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos V'Mitzivanu Lishmar Chukecha, to guard your laws. Why do we make that bracha? Because a person cannot keep a guf naki the entire day, clean body, without passing gas and without the body releasing waste in an involuntary manner. Therefore, we have no choice but to take off our tefillin for the majority of the day. So when we go to take off our tefillin, we are observing Hashem's laws by not wearing tefillin when we will not have a guf naki. So there's a brach. Now, we don't make the brach. We don't say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvos Tzivanu L'Shmar Chukecha. But we have a zecher for this brach at the end of Asher Volatzin, Yiratzonu Melefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher, Shenishmar Chukecha. May we observe your laws. So that's really the bracha. Being that's the bracha, so therefore that's the appropriate time to take off the tefillin. Some take off the tefillin before they take it off, and then they make the bracha. And some do not. First say, make the bracha. Is it over? And what's the over last year? So when you're taking it off, we discuss when it comes to mikvah. Mikvah, you make the bracha. Ger makes the bracha after he comes out of mikvah. So is it appropriate to make the bracha before you take off? To keep the tefillin as long as possible and then make the bracha? Or take it off, because since the reason why you're taking it off is because shenishmar chukecha, it's proper to first take it off and then to make the bracha to explain the reason why I took off my tefillin was because I need to observe your law. So therefore, the Mishnah brings down that it's appropriate to first take it off and then to make the bracha. The reason why I took off your tefillin was shenishmar chukecha. We don't do this, but it says here in the Mishnah you should at least remove the ritzus before from your hand before you come to the words of Yiratzah Melefanecha Hashem Elokeinu. okay, Abba says, Shenishmarchu Kecha, you remove the Ritzuos before you say those words from your fingers and wrap it around your hand, then you say it. That's like making the bracha after you've taken off at least the Ritzuos. Then we, our minig is, we say, Shatz finishes off, and then Chatzi Kaddish, and then you take off your tefillin. Now I can tell you very interesting, there are different minhagim. I've seen this with different gedolim. Some places, some shuls, they bedafka do not give you enough time, it's a deliberate, enough time to wrap up your tefillin. It's a hefsek. He said Chatzi Kaddish, and now you go in the musaf, so you give in 20 seconds, 10 seconds. Just get it off, put it down, and then start. You'll wrap up your tefillin during Chazaras HaShatz or after davening.
That's a question, Ted. Wrap up your tefillin during Chazaras
HaShatz. That's not right. You should really wait. Ideally, you should wait until davening is over. You're supposed to listen to every word of Chazaras HaShatz. So you should really wait until the end of davening. That's one approach. And this is what I've seen most common. I don't know, this in Hanach Lahem Lishon, Inavim Ben Inavim, they do it deliberately. But then there's another, then I've seen this, but other Gedolim, no. What's the rush? We learn, in fact, why is in Kaddish? The Chatzi Kaddish for the Psukim. Most of it is a separate thing. You're saying Chatzi, there's no rush. You're saying Chatzi Kaddish in honor of Ashrei of Ol Tzion. Okay, so we'll daven mus, take a break. You will have a kiddush, take a break. So take off your tefillin. We'll give you a full amount of time that you need. The average person needs to take off his tefillin, to wrap it up, put it away in your talis bag. It should not be mutl bebezoyon, lying around bebezoyon. And then you'll daven, you'll give a klap. When everyone is fully ready, we'll daven mus. It's different customs. It's not done deliberately. Either no, we're on a roll. Chatzi Kaddish has to lead right into the Shemona Esrei. It's a hefsek.
Yes.
They interpret the Chatzi Kaddish, the Shemona Esrei, as some connection. I don't know the connection, but it's a, therefore you have to not allowed to be mafsek. If you're not allowed to be mafsek, you're given the bare minimum amount of time to get the tefillin off and put it on the table, and don't worry about wrapping it up. We'll worry about that later. Get into the Shemona Esrei.
Chatzi Kaddish was tefillin on. It's still because
there's
a
hefsek
to wait. He says
Chatzi Kaddish. Everyone wears Chatzi Kaddish. Everyone has the tefillin on. That's how it should be done.
That's a nusuk spot. We have another thing, because the Sefer Torah is
right
there.
Okay.
You kind of take tefillin off.
Okay.
And the Sefer Torah, so you have to wait till
you halu. So you wait till you halu, and then it's Chatzi Kaddish.
Yeah, I'm set. No, first say Chatzi Kaddish.
Yahalu, and then Chatzi Kaddish.
The people have to wait.
Until after Yahalalu, and then Chatzi Kaddish. They should really wait until after Chatzi Kaddish, and then take it off. Deliberately, because you don't want to give them enough time. Other customs, no. There's no rush. It's a different mahalach, a different approach. And halacha, is it a hefsik between the Chatzi Kaddish and the Shmoneh Esrei? Look on a regular Shabbos. What goes on a regular Shabbos? Rabbi gives a drasha. So what do you do? You say Ashrei. Right, and then you put it in the Sefer Torah back. So what does the average shul do? First the speech, and then Chatzi Kaddish. Why? Why not say the Chatzi Kaddish? Put away the Sefer Torah. Right, put away the Sefer Torah. Say Chatzi Kaddish. Yiskadal v'yiskadash meira. Right, and then when you finish, everyone sit down. The rabbi is now going to speak. Why don't we do that?
We shouldn't do that?
Why don't we do that? You've never seen this, right? Never, ever. You've never seen this. Oh, that's controversial. You're telling me, we'll get there in 1 second. Let's first discuss this. You've never, ever been in a shul where they say Kaddish, and then they sit down. Unheard of. Why not? Why are you saying Kaddish?
For the
Ashur Balut. The Pashtus is, the reason why you're saying Kaddish is for the... the completion of Ashrei. No, Shachris, you finished with Ashrei. You say Kaddish to Skabel. Shachris, you're totally done. There's no more Shachris. Once you say Kaddish to Skabel, you're finished. Okay. Kriyas HaTorah is a new world. It's a whole new section. Kriyas HaTorah. You finish learning Chatzi Kaddish, Hagba Galila, Maftir, everything is finished, and now you say Ashrei. It's a new truth. There's Ashrei and the Avharachanim and the Mishrei, new thing. Now there's a Chatzi Kaddish. L'cha'oira, the Chatzi Kaddish is shaykh to the Ashrei. You don't say Volutzin on Shabbos, but so the Ashrei. There's a minhag to say Ashrei. Ashrei is not necessarily part. It's not necessarily part of Musaf. It's not really part of Musaf. It's Ashrei, and you say, but that's not the minhag Olam. Obviously, I don't know the reason, but obviously, there's something that connects the Chatzi Kaddish to the Shmona Esrei, and you see that clearly. You see that clearly from the fact that you've never gone to a shul where the rabbi gives the drasha between the Chatzi Kaddish and the Shemona Esrei. It's unheard of. Never happens. So therefore, if it's Shaykh, it makes a lot of sense, the minhag, that you don't give people time to take off their tefillin. You're not allowed to take off, because you're not allowed to be mafsek. You say the Chatzi Kaddish, and now you're going to daven the Shemona Esrei. The same way, you're not going to allow the rabbi to speak between the Chatzi Kaddish and the Shemona Esrei. You're not allowed to be mafsek. So therefore, people are taking off their tefillin. Why are you taking off their tefillin? So the answer, because you learn the laws of tefillin. The laws of tefillin tell us that ideally you should not take off your tefillin until the very end of davening, which includes as many kaddishim as you can get. You should wait as long as possible. So the only reason why we're taking off our tefillin for Musaf is because since Musaf, we're mentioning the Musafim, the holy Musafim, and it's a yomtiv, it's going to become a yomtiv at this moment in time. It's an ois, and during the time of Musaf and ois, we don't wear tefillin, we don't need tefillin, so we're going to take it off for the Musaf. But there's no excuse in the world to take off the tefillin in a moment before you start Musaf. So even when you're saying Kaddish, you should keep your tefillin on. But now you're in a...
Most people don't. People rush themselves,
that's rush. I'm talking about what's supposed to be done. What's supposed to be done is you don't take your tefillin until after Chatzi Kaddish. Until after all the Kaddish Yosem, it says in the Mishnah Berurah. But there's no excuse to take off your... The only time you have an excuse to take off your tefillin is when you begin the Musaf. That's what it says in Halacha. There's no excuse to take off your tefillin at all until even during the Chatzi Kaddish. So now we're stuck in no man's land, because you have to wait until the time to Kaddish, but you're not allowed to be mavsik, or at least the minhag ha'olam is not to be mavsik between the Kaddish and the Musaf. So therefore, that is why the minhag ha'olam is bedafka, we don't give you enough time. There is not enough time to take off your tefillin. You only take off enough time to take off your head and your arm and put it in the box and have it sitting on the table, and you'll wrap it up later on. Mm-hmm. That is the common approach. And again, the proof is, look at Shabbos, the rabbi's drasha. You never mafsik between Kaddish and don't have the drasha. But you should be aware, that's not accepted by all people. Many poskim hold that, what's the big deal? There's really nothing wrong with having the rabbi's drasha between Kaddish and Shemona Esrei. There's really nothing wrong. What's so terrible if we would do it like that? We don't. But at least it's tefillin. It's mutl b'bezayin. It's on the table. It's all wrapped up. Straps all over the place. At least there, we're going to give you. I'm very, very sure for Daf Yom we are. We're going to give you the most time. Okay, let me just finish up that one last thing. Why don't we say? We take off your tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, why don't you take off tefillin? Because it's a Musaf. Svardim, why do they take off their tefillin? Keser. The reason why you take off your tefillin is keser yitnu l'cha. It's a contradiction to say keser and to be wearing tefillin.
Why do they do it after Shabbat?
Because it's all one hemshach. Because the Chazaris Hashatz and the Shul Shemona Esrei, it's one long Shemona Esrei. Let's take a 5-minute break, and I only have a very, very 5-minute of art to tell you about.